You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, listen, we're going to take a break here from the dialogue I had about number two on the Triple Dipper, talking about where's the plan, Mr. President. But what we're going to do right now is go do what we've been doing for the last several weeks, which is getting to know the candidates. Folks, you got people coming up running for races on your ballot, and you've got to know who they are. Well, one of those is running for House District 4. State House District 4, Sheila Bannister. She is in this race, and she is neck deep right now. And like everybody else, she can literally see the finish line from here. It's next Tuesday. She's got a master's degree in organizational management, spent 15 years working in a variety of different industries. She's a mom, and she knows what it means to have a deployed husband who has been deployed to Afghanistan. And listen, I'm just glad to have her on the show. Sheila Bannister, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I did a segment earlier saying, you know, you can smell the barn. So, I mean, when a horse smells the barn, it just takes off running. All you candidates, every one of y'all can smell the barn from here. And I know you're tired, but how you doing? How's your race going?
You know, I'm feeling really good about the race. You're right. I am tired. When we got into this, I knew it was going to be a lot of work. I knew it was going to be hard, but I really had no idea how tired I was going to be. But we're feeling really good about it. We're getting our message out, having really great conversations with people in our district about things that they would like to see done and change and improvements. And so I'm feeling really optimistic about next Tuesday.
Well, good deal. And you're in the race. Forgive me for not always having the numbers of the district memorized, but you're actually in a race to replace the open seat left by Mac McCutcheon. Is that correct?
No, that's not. I am against the incumbent Parker Moore.
Oh, okay. Then forgive me. I am so sorry, Sheila. But that's what happens I've got multiple races sitting in front of me all the time. That's right. You are up against
absolutely.
An incumbent. Okay. Well, so listen, yep. I guarantee you in this race, you have discovered community centers and school groups and mom and pop shops and places you didn't know even existed. So you've been out there among the people now for a while. How's that going and what's the response been?
You know, it's been really good. You know, people have lots of concerns and, you know, the concerns range from all over the board. I spend a lot of time with a lot of parents. Parents kind of seek me out, I think, because I, you know, one of my major platform items is education. I'm a parent with a child in the school system, and so it's something I'm very passionate about. So I see them a lot. They're very concerned about education in Alabama. But I'm also talking to people who, you know, are really concerned about the growth management in North Alabama. We have great economic development, which is awesome. And today, you know, Huntsville was announced as the number one place to live. But we have a lot of growing pains that need to be addressed and making sure that we're taking care of those the best that we can. You know, and then, you know, inflation and a lot of things that, you know, not necessarily at the state we can have 100% control over, but we can definitely look at things on how to maybe alleviate some pain when it comes to tax relief and things like that. When it comes to, you know, dealing with inflation and rising prices.
Well, let me ask you something. I've got a theory, and I may have asked you this because you were on the show once before, but this is kind of a refresh on your candidacy. I've got a theory that when a Republican runs against another Republican in a primary and the other Republican's an incumbent, that there's one of two reasons. It's either A, I don't think you did a good job, or B, I just want your job. My assessment is that you are running against this incumbent because you think you could probably do a better job than what you've seen. Tell me what it is you're going to change or do different. What do you think you're bringing to the table that is different than the incumbent who's currently holding the seat?
Yeah. So, the first thing is that we lack a bit of leadership and transparency in District 4. And I believe that my skill set, my life, not only my life experience, but my work experience, enables me to be able to bring that type of leadership and transparency into the district. People need to understand what's going on, how things work. And they also, you know, we need leaders who can work with other leaders to get things done, to move things. We need leaders who not just go down to Montgomery and cast a vote, but people who are actually going to lead legislation and initiatives and or block initiatives that are either good or not good for our district. And I don't think we're really seeing that to the extent needed in District 4. The other thing is that, I guess, in addition to that is that we have some real problems. Education in our state is a real problem, and we all lose when our children aren't being educated properly. And we need people who are going to go down and champion some of these problems, like education reform, like tax relief, like infrastructure and growth management, who are going to be a strong, visible leader tackling these problems, working with other leaders, not only at the state level, but in the county and city level as well. And I think my experience affords me to be able to do that.
Well, so, all right, let's break some of those down. Education reform. If you had to name one thing that you would like to do, you believe should have already been done, but you would be fighting to do when you got down there, what would that be for education reform?
School choice.
Absolutely.
I think there's a huge lack of education or misunderstanding about school choice and how it works. I often hear people say, oh, well, if you do school choice, you're defunding public education. That's simply not true. And we really need to get with the 21st century. I mean, you look at the state of Florida as an example, which we often do. They were at the bottom of the barrel. They're now third in the nation. And one of the first things they did was enable school choice.
Yeah, absolutely. And look at them now. And by the way, I will say this too, because I've studied it. School choice in Florida is now a bipartisan issue. They've recognized, the parties don't fight over it. They recognize the value of it.
True. And really, when you look across the United States, it's a bipartisan issue, just for some reason, not in Alabama.
Well, yeah. And I think that's in large part because the teachers union is maintaining a grip and currently is funding a lot of our Republican candidates. Let me jump over to another one then. You said tax relief. If you could name a thing that you would like to see done or undone for that matter, what would it be in tax relief?
Yeah, well, so I would really like to see money given back to the people. When we're in historic budget surpluses, I don't understand why we continue to spend more money and expand government, especially when we have a Republican majority. Like, Republicans believe in limited government. And, you know, my theory on taxes is that, you know, this is, you know, precious money. It's you know, it's not just something to be frivolous about. And if we have extra money, we either save it, pay debt, or give it back in some way to the people. And, you know, we saw a little bit of relief at the end of the last legislative session through some business credits. But, you know, when we're talking about potential recession in the forefront and things like that, we should not be expanding government in spending.
I totally agree with that. And, you know, one of the things that's been bandied about in this era, I would assume that the incumbent you're running against was down there when the battle for raising the gas tax took place. And right now, 10 cents on every gallon that we're paying at the pump during this time is because of that brand new gas tax. There's been talk about freezing that gas tax during this time, and they have been reluctant to do so. One legislative member, Senator Clyde Chambliss, even said he thought it would be bad government to freeze the gas tax. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think we can definitely look at it. And I think the key thing on the gas tax or really any tax is accountability. So one of my problems is I'm all for better roads. And if we need more money for that, then maybe we need to look at that. However, you know, they made such a big deal about this 10 cents increase that it was earmarked strictly for the roads. So my question is, well, if you're making such a big deal about this 10 cents, what about the 18 cents that we were paying before?
Yes.
Where is that going? And why is nobody talking about the fact that this gas tax is perpetual, which really means that 10 cents is going to eventually be 12 cents and then 14 cents and 16 cents, you know, and on and on. And so there needs to be accountability for how they're spending money. And I just don't see that in a lot of areas. And I would like to bring that to Montgomery for District 4.
Well, I tell you what, we got about a minute left. Tell folks where they can find out more about you as they consider what they might do for the polls next Tuesday.
Yeah, so I have a website. It's SheilaBannister.com. That's Bannister with one N. And you can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Sheila Bannister for Alabama House. And there's a wealth of information out there, videos. I'm constantly posting and trying to update people. And, you know, I'd love to hear people's feedback. So send me a message or an email or give me a call, and love to hear what they have to say and some ideas they have as well.
All right, my friend. Well, run hard. Tuesday's coming. You can smell the barn from here. And I know that you are going to work through the weekend and do the things it takes to do, because that's what candidates have to do. So my best to you. And we hope to hear more from you in the future.
Thank you so much. Have a great one.
Absolutely. All right, folks. There's one of your candidates, Sheila Bannister, running for House District 4. And she is running against an incumbent, which, by the way, takes a lot of brass to go out there and run against a known incumbent. Because the incumbent protection out of Montgomery is a big deal. I mean, they come in hard to protect their incumbent. So we're seeing that right now in the Bill Holtzclaw-Tom Butler race. Bill Holtzclaw is a longtime retired Marine and very conservative Republican always. Tom Butler, who's a great guy, he's been there a long time in Montgomery as a Democrat. So anyway, the Senate leadership has been up here supporting Tom Butler. It's called incumbent protection. So to run against an incumbent, that takes some brass, that takes some work, and that takes some effort. All right, listen, Copper, go ahead and move us to the break. It is 4:19 p.m. I ran a little long to give her an extra minute or two, but that's what we need to do for these candidates. I can just tell you, having been a candidate before, this is the don't even bother to catch your breath time. This is the show me one more hand to shake, one more door to knock on, one more phone call to make time. We are down to it. They are 1 week from today. Going to be literally 1 week from today plus 3 hours. The polls will be closed. And they'll know, are we in a runoff? Did we win? Did we not win? All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Coming right back to finish up our segment on Where's the Plan, Mr. President? Y'all stay tuned.